Cool. Thank you, guys. Hi, guys. Who loved worship tonight? It was amazing, wasn't it? I love when God shows up, and actually, it was so good, the word you shared, Belinda, earlier, and I try to go from there and go a bit further. So, Belinda, why don't you come up? Belinda, my beautiful assistant tonight. Woohoo! Okay, Belinda and me, we are friends. We are. Just imagine we just met for the first time, okay? Hi, nice to meet you. Belinda and me, we want to go to watch a movie at the theater. But she doesn't know me. So I thought I'd bring my ID. This is my German ID, okay? It's a bit hard to see from so far away. But it says a lot about me. ID stands for identity, doesn't it? So, you know, actually, I think like this should say everything about me. What does it say? It says, yeah, my name is Judith Christine Hoffmann. Judith. I'm from Hanover. This is in Germany. I'm German, yeah. My birthday, April 22nd. My eye color is brown. It says my address. That's pretty much it. So, now you know me, don't you? Okay. I think, yes, this is everything you have to know about me. So I thought I'd just give you my ID card. Have a great time in the cinema. That's awkward, that's right. Okay, so actually, thank you, you can sit down again. Actually, what did you just see? I gave her a piece of paper. So I thought, okay, it says my name, it says where I'm born, it says my birthday, it's my ID, okay? I can go everywhere in Germany with this and can show this, and everyone knows this is me. This is me. I can identify with this everywhere I go. But actually, what is it? There's no life in it. This is not really my identity. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. It's about identity. So, Belinda, why don't you come up again? I'm sorry. maybe you try to get to know me in a different way. And I need all you involved in that. I want you to ask me some questions about me so that Belinda can get to know me. Just some question about my identity. Yep. What's my favorite color? Blue. My favorite food. My mom's pancakes. They're amazing. So if you're ever in Germany, come and visit me and she will make some for you. They're incredible. Yes, I have one older brother. He's 2 years older than me. His name is Steven. Oh, really? Hi, Steven. Yeah. How old I am? Guess? Yes. So I'm turning 21 on Good Friday. It's soon. Another question? Yes, I did. So look at my beautiful teeth. Yes. Music. Biology? Yeah? No, actually not. Praise God. Do you think we can be friends now? Do you know everything you need to know about me, Belinda? No? Do you have another question?
Why are you here?
Then ask me to come. Thanks. You can sit down. I think maybe we can get to know each other. Oh, I'm here for you, to get to know you, to make friends with you. Okay, alright. So, actually, what was the point of the whole thing? The point of the thing is, I showed you my ID, but it says nothing about me. You asked me a lot of questions, but do you have the feeling you really know me? You really know who I am now? I told you I'm from Germany, so German people are a bit weird, you know? But what does it say really about me? And I think so often we go through life and we think like, oh yeah, he lives in this big house, he has money. She is good at music. He is good at sports. This is my favorite color. And we think this says so much about us, but actually it doesn't at all. And identity is so little about things like what's your favorite color, what are your hobbies. It's so much more about who are we. And so many times we think, okay, who am I? Who am I? I have no idea who I am. Actually, I have no idea who I am. I'm good at sports, so maybe if I try harder, maybe if I work out every day, I'm gonna be really, really good. And other people are gonna see that. And then other people are gonna accept me because I'm good at playing soccer. Jazz is really good at playing soccer. Yeah, just kidding. And we try to earn love. We try to earn acceptance through that, yeah? And if you Google the word identity, you get so many different definitions of it. And I'm not really saying that they are wrong, but I think in this world, so much is just all about what we do. What we do becomes your identity. if you're good at school, you're gonna get a good job, you're gonna be successful, you're gonna be rich, then you are someone. If you're good at music, you have to try hard. You have to practice. Maybe someone discovers you and your band and you're gonna be a big rock star. Then you are someone. If you eat very little, you become thinner and thinner and thinner. And then the world thinks you're beautiful. And then you are someone. But actually, we're trying so hard till we realize we're never gonna reach this point where we wanna go. We're never gonna reach this point to be the best football player. Actually, look at a situation like this today, okay? I'm here preaching. Who am I? I'm a preacher, thank you. I'm a preacher. But what kind of thoughts are running through my head when I'm thinking of, okay, I'm gonna preach on Friday at the youth? What do you think? What would run through your head? I'm gonna be nervous? Yep. They're gonna attack me? They're gonna think weird things about me just because I'm German? What if in like about 20 minutes I get off from stage, David Ross comes to me and says, hey, you did a pretty good job today. You know, and today like I walked through the school and like 5 people came to me and said like, you look really good today. How do you think I'm gonna go to bed? Really, really happy. I'm gonna go to bed and think like, well, Judith, actually, you're really, really good. How do you think I'm gonna go to bed when in 20 minutes he says, well, thanks for coming. We're never gonna invite you again. Maybe I was wrong, you're not really a preacher. Maybe you're more kind of a listener, you know, like someone who sits in the corner. No one says to me, you look beautiful today. What do you think? Which thoughts are running through my head next time I look in the mirror? The bad ones, yeah. I'm thinking, whoa, you're fat, you're not beautiful, you can't do anything, you're worth nothing. Identity is not about what we're doing, but about who we are. But who are we? I even want to go a step further and say identity is knowing who you are in God. If you have your Bible with me, please flip to Galatians 2:20. There it says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Say that again. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. So what does this mean? It means Jesus lives in me, right? Jesus lives in me, and Jesus died on the cross for all my shame and all my sin. This is all washed away. And when Jesus lives in me, then that means that everything that he is, I become everything that he is, right? And who is he? He's the Son of God. Do you agree with me when I say that he was the Son of God even before he died on the cross? So he did amazing things. He died on the cross so that we are free from all shame, from all sin. But this act didn't make him become the Son of God. He was the Son of God. And because he was the Son of God, he did this amazing thing for us. So he lives in us. We become everything that he is. And God the Father calls us sons and daughters. And guys, this is our identity. Our identity is that we are sons and daughters of God, the Heavenly Father, who loves us with perfect, never ending. Earlier we sang it, unfailing love. His love for us never ends. And so many times we are going through our everyday life and we're looking everywhere for love and acceptance, because there's such a need inside of us to be loved, to be accepted. There's such a need inside of us to know who we really are. If you want to turn with me to 1 Samuel 16, I want to talk a bit about David tonight. Everyone who has ever read anything about David knows that he's amazing. Like I guess he's like my favorite Bible character, besides Jesus, of course. I just love to see what kind relationship he had with the Father. And every time you read through the Psalms, you see that his relationship with God was so honest. Like when he wasn't feeling good, he told God. When he was feeling good, he told God. Now I need someone who will read something out. Is there any volunteer? Yeah. Great, thank you. Cool. Can you start at verse 6? It's not in German, it's in English.
So, When they arrived, Emmanuel saw Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, and the Lord looks at the heart." Then Jesse called on the Lord.
Thank you. One round of applause, please. You! Okay, what he just read is the beginning of the whole story with David. Samuel, the prophet, was sent out by God to anoint the new king. And he's going to Jesse's house, and he knows that one of his sons is going to be the anointed king. And so what happened? The first of his sons comes up to Samuel. And Samuel thinks, yes, of course, sure, this is going to be the anointed one. I guess he's going to be like a strong one, you know, good looking, handsome, really talented. But God said, no, it's not him. Actually, God says, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." I think this is the big difference between God and the world. Because the world will ever going to look at, what are you doing? Where are you good at? How do you look? But God looks at the heart. And actually knowing who we are in God, is knowing what God thinks about us. Because God is truth. He is the truth. And so when I try to find out, who am I? I want to know what God thinks about me, right? And then it goes on, the story goes on, and Jesse called up all his sons, and but every time God said, no, it's not the one, it's not the one, no, no. And then in verse 11 he asked Jesse, "Are these all your sons you have?" "They're still the youngest," Jesse answered, "but he's tending the sheep." Samuel said, "Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives." So he sent and had him brought in. And then later on he says, "The Lord said, rise and anoint him. He is the one." So Samuel anointed him. And what happened there? David was the anointed king, but no one around him believed that. No one even considered that he might be the anointed king. But the Lord said, raise him and anoint him. He's the one. So no one around him knew, but God knew. And I think this is the same what God does with our lives. He has called David to be the king, although no one around him thought he would be, because he was the youngest, he was the weak one, he was the one just looking after the sheep. But God has called you for a purpose in this world. And God has called you to be his son or his daughter. And God has called you to be you. If we look on how like the whole story with David goes on, like he had a pretty rough life. Like he was fighting against Goliath. And again, he was there and he was like, yeah, I trust in God and I know I'm gonna fight him. I'm gonna beat him. But everyone around him was like, how should he do that? You're just weak. No one believed in him. But what did he do? He trusted in God, because he had such an intimate relationship with God, and he knew that God will provide for him. He knew that God will help him. And in the story, you can read it later, he says like, oh, while I was tending the sheep, lions came and bears came, and I trusted in God and nothing could harm me. And now I'm fighting here, this giant man, and I'm still trusting in God, because I'm still the same one, and God is still the same one, and God is still trustworthy. God is still faithful, sorry. And as the life of David goes on, like, there was Saul who tried to kill David. David became king. David did many mistakes. David did many good things, and so on and so on. But God called him a man after his heart. He said, David, you are a man after my heart. I think it's so fascinating to see in David's life that he knew who he was. His relationship to God didn't change while he was a shepherd or someone fighting against a giant, or being chased and being almost killed, being a king, being a worshipper. The whole time he was the same. He was the same one because he was so grounded in God. And he was so grounded in the knowledge who he is in God, that he is loved and that he is accepted by God. I think you see the same thing in the relationship between Jesus and God, between Jesus and the Father. He knew who he was. He knew he is the Son of the Most High. And like for years and years, I knew, okay, my identity is not what I'm doing, but in who I am. But I think sometimes I have the feeling who I am is not enough. Does anyone know this feeling? Who I am is not enough, so I have to try and make myself better. I have to try and, yeah, I know I'm loved by God, but I need to find acceptance and love somewhere else as well. And actually a couple of weeks ago, the Father spoke to me and said, do you believe that I'm the creator of everything? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Do you believe I'm always good? Yeah, absolutely. Do you believe that everything I created is good? Absolutely. Why don't you think that you are good the way you are, the way I created you? I was like, that's so right, God. So often I think I have to make myself better, but actually, who am I that I think that the way I try to make myself better is better than the way God created me? Can you follow me? Why don't we all stand up? I want to try something with you. Can you all make a big step forward? You can go step backward. Okay. Just wanted to try that everyone is able to do that. You know in a second why. So again, what is our identity? We want to know what is our identity. Our identity is knowing who we are in God. And you are called to be a son or a daughter. And God loves you. And he accepts you the way you are. And the way he made you is good. The way he made you is so much more than enough. He's proud of you. He looks at you and says you're beautiful. Why don't we all close our eyes now? And if this is for you tonight, if you say, maybe I have no idea who I am, why don't you just ask the Holy Spirit? He says, Papa, you are the truth. Your love is perfect and you love me so, so much. So please come and show me who I am. Please come and show me what it means to be your son, your daughter. Please show me what it means to live in a way where I don't have to prove myself anymore, where I don't have to make myself better than I am. I just want to be me. Just take a few seconds and just think about an area in your life where you have the feeling you really can't be yourself. And if you have one and you say, okay, Father, I really wanna know who I am in this area, and I wanna step out of this feeling of, okay, I have to prove myself, I have to work harder, I have to do better. And I just wanna challenge you to make a step forward and say, do it in faith and say, okay, Papa, I gonna step into my new identity. I gonna step into who I am. I gonna step into who you created me to be. Just leave your eyes closed though, no one sees you. Papa, we are your children. Show us what it means to rest in your love and your peace, knowing that who we are in you is more than enough, knowing that Jesus lives in us. Yeah, Papa, as we go on with our normal everyday life during this week, I ask you that you show us every day in every new situation we're going in. Is it school, we're meeting friends, being at home, going to play soccer, football, hockey, whatever. Papa, I thank you that you're with us. And I ask you that you come, that you're going to be our teacher this following week. In situations where we are so afraid and so ashamed to be ourselves, where we are so afraid to fail, I thank you that in those situations that you're right with us. And I ask you that you teach us how to handle those situations. I ask you that you teach us in those situations to be ourselves. We want to have this close and intimate relationship with you like David had. This relationship where no matter where we're in, we're knowing we're loved and accepted by you.